Happy Thanksgiving to each of you and to the members of your immediate and extended families. Those who are visiting with family, we're glad to have you here today and hope you have a safe travel home after the holiday festivities are completed. This past Monday, Deacon Barry and I joined together with some members of our Catholics Coming Home team to talk about some other ways to reach out to people who are kind of disconnected or inactive in their faith. And two things very clearly came out of the discussion that we had, this to be continued. The first is that just standing up there on Sunday morning with a bulletin announcement saying, bring somebody back to the faith, send them a letter saying, where have you been, come back. Just those kind of public generic announcements don't do much. It needs to be a one-on-one invitation. Maybe someone who says, it's important for me in my life to see where my faith fits, and I'd like you to consider it. It's the first thing. Personal invitation is the only way to rekindle faith in people's lives. The second thing that came out of the meeting was this. Most of us as Catholic believers aren't really comfortable about asking anybody one-to-one about getting serious about their faith. It's kind of awkward. We don't have that free evangelical spirit that some other Christian groups have. So that's where this little character in the gospel comes in. This man whom Jesus had healed, his personal experience with God in Christ has transformed his life, as ours are being transformed by our encounter with Christ time after time at the Eucharist, starting since our baptism. This man was sent by Jesus to go home to his own family and tell them the good things the Lord has done. Oh, come on, Father, you got to be kidding. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. You're not going to ruin the dinner by sitting there talking about God, are you? Wonder, huh? But if one of the most significant things that we are grateful for on this Thanksgiving day is the gift of our faith, is the realization of the gift of eternal life that's available to us in Jesus Christ, if that's really at the heart of who we are, why would we be hesitant to express it as part of what our Thanksgiving is all about? So here's my challenge to you folks. Before this day is done, whether it be lunch or dinner, at the table or in a side conversation, find one person that you can say honestly and freely without hesitation, one of the most significant things I'm happy for and grateful for and thankful for in my life is my faith in Jesus Christ. They don't have to answer. You're not giving them a sermon. You're not twisting their arm. You're just acknowledging that one of the things that we're most grateful for is the gift of our faith. You may plant a seed. It's one-to-one. It might feel awkward, but it's true to whom we are.